Welcome to another edition of the Medical Imaging News, brought to you by Transamerican Medical, your best source for Philips medical imaging parts and pre-owned equipment.
Recent trends in breast and liver imaging by Gladys Nahudny. One of the major benefits of medical imaging is the early detection of diseases. The whole human body can be explored, and new approaches for diseases are opened for treatment, especially at their fundamental stages. Mammography, CAT scans, and magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, are some of the most common medical imaging methods readily available to patients nowadays. These methods are routinely used throughout hospitals and health laboratories to detect cancer, heart diseases, and other internal body complications. More complicated and expensive methods are electron microscopy, fluoroscopy, nuclear medicine, photoacoustic imaging, positron emission tomography, or PET, projection radiography, and ultrasound. Research has not stopped looking for solutions to the limitations of these existing technologies. One such example is mammography. While it can reveal abnormal areas within the breast, occasionally it misses existing cancer cells. Women with denser breast tissues tend to have false readings in mammograms. Women with breast implants may have another problem, as silicone implants are not transparent during imaging and tend to block a clear view of the tissues behind them. A recent method called breast CAT scan has been developed by the National Institutes of Health, or NHI. The breast CAT scan uses X-rays taken from many different angles to provide a three-dimensional image of the breast. Patients are more comfortable because, unlike mammography, the breast is not compressed during the procedure. With the patient lying on her stomach, the breast is placed through a cone beam, and the CAT scanner gathers about 500 images as it rotates around the breast. This provides doctors and researchers with sufficient angles of the breast to reconstruct a three-dimensional image. Researchers argue that this new scan may yield more thorough and faster results than mammography in screening women for breast cancer. They are optimistic that this method would be available within 3 to 5 years and will become the new standard in breast imaging. Another NHI-developed technology that has brought changes in medical imaging is the magnetic resonance elastography, or MRE. The MRE sends gentle vibrations to the liver and uses MRI to evaluate the liver's stiffness, fibrosis, or scar tissues. Early detection of liver disorder can prevent fibrosis and other malignancies. MRE developers believe that this technology has already made a difference in patient care. Conventional methods of liver assessment include biopsy, where a tiny sample of liver tissue is taken and microscopically examined. However, this method tends to be uncomfortable and invasive to the patient. Medical imaging research is always developing new ways of understanding the complex body systems. Although these images are not the treatment in themselves, they help doctors, researchers, and patients make better judgments and decisions about treatment.
This has been another edition of the Medical Imaging News, brought to you by Transamerican Medical, your best source for Philips medical imaging parts and pre-owned equipment. Visit their website at transamericanmedical.com.